There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey, and alongside of me, Steve Mahler, financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group, and your hosts for Your Retirement Highway. As every weekend, we like to talk about things related to retirement, things that we feel are important to you as you're looking to either schedule your retirement, might be 3 years, might be 5 years, might be this year, might be next week. Or maybe you retired at the beginning of this year and you're still trying to figure this whole thing out. What we want to do today is we want to share a little bit of what we might call secrets to retirement success. And it's all kind of built around what's really important to you. And what we want you to do is we want you to kind of think about what really is the purpose of money in your life and kind of help you identify your values. Because when your values are clear, making financial decisions becomes real easy.
And these little secrets may seem very simple, but the reality is that if some of these things are overlooked, you can make some mistakes and it could be really, really devastating. So it would be great if you would reach out to us and come on in and get your retirement roadmap review that you hear us talk about. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. That number again is 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go out and visit us on our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com.
So two of our secrets today are going to revolve around money, and the other two are actually going to revolve around life, because there is so much more to retirement planning than just the money. And the first one I think we want to talk about, and I'm sorry if maybe we sound like a broken record sometimes, but folks, I just got to tell you, this is the most important part of retirement planning, and getting this right will give you the confidence to live a very large life and not worry about your financial portion. And number one, it's knowing your spending, knowing your budget. What do you plan on doing? What's the dollar value for the dream that you've created? And putting a price tag to what that is on a monthly basis.
And we always call this the cornerstone. This is really the cornerstone to the whole planning process. Everything really needs to start there. And the financial services industry really is known more for wanting to focus on the investment side of things. And the reality is, as you're heading into retirement, something you've never done before, you really need to understand the budget side of it. What are your income sources? What do you want to spend in retirement? Because if you get that wrong, I would tell you that I think you get everything else wrong. And if you start with the investment side of things and you don't have a handle on your budget, how do you know that your investments are going to drive toward what your goal, what your purpose is?
And the first part of that is just your simple basic needs. Everybody has a pretty good understanding of the basic things, their insurances, and except for health insurance. I think that's probably a big issue for a lot of folks to understand what the cost of that is. But your basics, your utilities, your housing, your automotive, and you know all those basic type of expenses,
food.
You can pretty
if
much
you're
be able
to eat. You need food.
Yeah, food. Whether you eat at home or eat out, you have an idea on that. And then the second part is discretionary stuff. That's kind of going to tie into one of our other secrets on how you fill your time. But understanding what your hobbies are. If you're going to suddenly golf more than you did before, there's going to be an extra expense on that. If you're going to retire like some of our families have and you want to fix up your cars and do that, you got to have a budget for what you're going to spend on your cars. And if you're going to travel, you have to have an idea. How much do you want to travel? Where do you want to travel? And what's that budget? And for how long? See, some of these things, when you put them into your budget, they're not budget items that you're going to spend the rest of your life. They might be budget items. We help a lot of families front-end load their retirement with extra travel and things to do because, let's face it, when we retire, generally, we're the healthiest we're ever going to be for the rest of our retirement. Let's do things now.
And I think the thought process is when you're healthier and younger, you're more active and you do more things. So you're apt to maybe spend a little more in those early years of retirement.
And that takes us to the second secret to success. Take that big trip. So many of you have described some of the things that you want to do when you retire. Maybe you want to take that cruise. Maybe it's the trip to Europe. Maybe it's taking the entire family, kids, grandkids, on a big vacation. The old Nike saying, just do it, right? Because you're going to get so much more out of those memories. As an individual, as a family, time together like that, it's been proven that that is more meaningful to you than just the money.
And I'll take the Nike comment or statement or slogan one step further, and how about just do it together? We have families that want to retire separately, and they can't always do things together. Wouldn't it be great if you could retire at the same time and be able to do some of these dreams together, like taking the big trip with the family?
And the third item, Social Security, it's truly a bigger decision than maybe you might have realized because we are living so much longer. The Social Security life expectancy calculators say that on average, a male will live to 82, a woman to 85, and a couple to age 89. Now, understand what the word average means. Average means half of you will not live that long. The other half will live longer. So if you're the half that's going to live longer than that, understanding how to claim your Social Security and extract the most out of it over a long lifespan is critically important, including making sure that the survivor benefit is going to be there for the surviving spouse, who's definitely more likely to live longer.
And I think the other part of this that's so important is that's got to be built into your plan. So as you're doing the planning, you can model, and we can model different scenarios to see just how that impacts you. Typically, if it only takes 12 to 14 years for you to be better off than drawing your Social Security at age 62. So we need to understand what sort of longevity you have in your family, at what age you're looking to retire, when you want to start, and model that into the plan to make sure that it works and it's to your benefit. And you know, you can go to the Social Security Administration, and they're there to answer your questions, but they can't give you advice. So make sure that if you're going to the Social Security Administration, that you're not going there to have them tell you what's your best option for drawing Social Security, because they can't.
And the last secret to success, number four, is you need to have a plan for your time. You need to stay busy. What are you going to do with all that time that you used to spend working? If you don't have a plan for that, oftentimes we hear stories of people becoming depressed, people regretting the fact that they retired because they lose the social interaction. They don't have other people around or activities or hobbies. So really have a plan for your time and what you're going to do.
And you know, when you're thinking about not having to go to work anymore because you're stressed out or you hate your job, and that may sound really inviting, but it's stressful. And, you know, we're here to tell you that, you know, your lifestyle, your routine, it's important to figure out how you're going to fill those 2,500 hours that you worked every year. And if you don't know what you're going to do, you may find yourself extremely bored.
And folks, we're good at what we do, and we're absolutely passionate about the guidance we provide to the clients that choose to do business with us, those that call us their financial advisor. But we know we're not the right fit or even the best fit for everyone. So just like you might be interviewing financial advisors, we also interview potential clients every day as well. And we want to work with those of you that are going to be the best fit for the type of planning and investment philosophy that we have. We want this to be a fun relationship, beneficial to both sides. So do yourself a favor, give us a call today and get your retirement roadmap review. Let's have a conversation and see if there might be an area that we can help you improve upon. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
All right, welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken Heise, Steve Mahler, financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group, here talking retirement with you each and every weekend. Today we're going over secrets to retirement success, and I want to emphasize again, there is more to retirement planning than just the money. It's really helping you understand your values, helping you get clarity to your values so that you can make financial decisions a lot easier. And we're talking about some of the secrets today. And the first one we talked about was, again, understanding your income or your spending budget. And what was amazing, Fidelity had a survey some time back that said 73% of married couples do not agree on whether they have an income plan.
Isn't it either a yes or a no? You've either got one or you don't have one?
I would think it's black and white. It's simple, yes and no. But 73% of couples that are married can't agree on whether they have put together an income plan. That's confusion.
Well, and it's interesting because I think a lot of the families that come in to see us, when we ask them what they want to spend in retirement, as we're starting to get a handle on that spending part of this, I think a lot of our families don't really know what they want to spend in retirement. And when you ask them about their budget, you know, they're kind of throwing some numbers out here and there. It's a little bit willy-nilly. And I think it's really important as you head into this thing called retirement that you've never done before, that you really need to nail this down. Because as you said in the first segment, it's really the cornerstone. If you get this wrong, chances are you're going to get everything that you do after that wrong.
And it's why it's the first thing we tackle. Because it is that cornerstone, and helping people understand first and foremost, what is your dream? Let's talk about your values. Let's get your dream defined, and from there, let's start putting a price tag on and see if we can make this thing work. A lot of times, people are afraid to express their dreams because they maybe think it's not achievable, and many times we find that not only is it achievable, but by golly, let's get out and do it now. And that kind of takes you to that second secret that we talked about, is doing it now. Take that big trip, do that vacation, do that celebration. We often call it a touchdown dance. You know, you watch football and then they get in the end zone, they dance around. Well, you get into the end zone of life, that's retirement. Let's do a touchdown dance, take a big trip, take the family, do whatever. But put it in your budget and do it.
And the reality is you've worked a lifetime to get to this point. You've saved. You've probably been more frugal in your working years so that you could try to ensure that you're going to have a successful retirement. So you've spent a lifetime getting to this point. Let's not put that off with comments like, well, maybe I'll work a few more years, or maybe I'll do this or that. I mean, let's really make sure that we can do it, model it, see if it'll work, build it into the budget, and let's get going with it.
But don't do it if you haven't sat down and done the financial income plan to support it, because you may be doing something that could jeopardize your retirement. When I say do it, make sure that you have the financial plan to support it.
Well, and that really applies what not just to travel, but anything that you want to do in retirement, you've got to make sure you can support it.
And success tip number three, Social Security. It's a big decision. There's actually, I was reading a book recently, 2,728 core rules to Social Security, and couples generally have about 10 different complex formulas out of that that they can use to claim their benefits. And we all know that the longer we wait, the more those benefits grow. And once you're past your full retirement age, they grow at 8% a year, which can really be beneficial not only to you as a couple or even as a single individual.
It's great longevity protection.
It's longevity protection, and more importantly, for that surviving spouse. Because remember we said the Social Security life expectancy calculators, for a married couple, life expectancy is actually longer for married couples than it is for single people. One of the great benefits of marriage. And the longer that is, and if the average age is age 89, that means half of you will live beyond age 89, and you need to plan for that longevity.
Well, and so that's on the long end. On the short end, a lot of families come in, and their knee-jerk reaction is to maybe want to start drawing Social Security early, and maybe that's necessary, and maybe it's what you need to do. But you also need to understand there's some rules on that end as well, that if you're taking Social Security early and you think you may, maybe you're going to retire, but maybe you'll have some consulting opportunities. The reality is you might have some earned income. You need to know that there's a limit on that earned income before you have to give back some of your benefit. So it's really important to know that, too. And that, again, you build into your planning process.
And those limits prior to your full retirement age are very low. They're in the neighborhood of about $17,000 a year of earned income. And when you go over that, you give back a dollar for every $2 of benefit. So that might not be the best thing, but here's a surprise that might surprise a lot of you. We look at Social Security planning on how to maximize that for longevity, but there's also a lot of you out there that have done a tremendous job of saving and you have a lot of assets and you really don't need the Social Security income. In that case, if you really don't need it, I would encourage you to take it right away when you retire. If I could give you an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month now, what would you do with it? Live life larger. Maybe you take the extra trip. Maybe on the trip you plan on taking, you buy first class tickets instead of coach. Maybe you give the kids more. Maybe you give to charities more. If you don't need the benefit, taking it early, right when you retire, may be better for you for all the wonderful things that you can do with it for someone else.
And that's kind of counterintuitive. So, I mean, that's really a very good point. And if you don't need it to pay your basic expenses, there's extra money for you to do some of those things that you always dreamed about doing as you headed into retirement.
And the last secret we talked about was having a plan to stay busy. How are you going to fill those 2,000 hours that you went to work every day? And how are you going to fill that social interaction that going to the office provided for you? That's really an important area to look at
well. That's huge. I mean, every day you'd go in, you'd have coffee with the same people. Maybe you'd had lunch with the same people. You took your breaks with the same folks. So that social interaction that you'll be missing when you start your retirement is hard to deal with, and you've got to get your arms around that.
And the two of us, we have a really high passion about the guidance that we provide our clients and that we would love to provide to you. The people that do business with us, the people that call us their financial advisor, of course, we know we're not the right fit for everyone or maybe the best fit for everyone. But just like you, we interview our clients as they come in to make sure they're a good fit. You're interviewing financial advisors to make sure they're a good fit. Our goal is to be on the same page and be a good fit to help you with the type of planning and the investment philosophies that we have. So do yourself a favor, give us a call, get your own personal retirement roadmap review. Let's have a conversation and see if there might be an area that we can help you improve upon. Call us now at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. We've been talking today about how to live rich and finish rich together. And we shared some secrets to retirement success. We talked about being mindful of your spending and your budget. We talked about encouraging you to take that initial big trip that you've always dreamed about. We talked about Social Security planning and how to fill your time. And really what we do day in and day out is we help people create their own retirement roadmap. And we have a process that's called the Retirement Roadmap Review. And when you come in to do that with us, you're going to get an income analysis that will let you know if you're on track for retirement. I think more importantly, it'll let you know the rate of return that you need moving forward and a stress test on your portfolio. So I would highly encourage you to take the Retirement Roadmap Review.
So don't procrastinate. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Come on in and let's see if you're taking into account these secrets to retirement success. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on Your Retirement Highway.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.